Alright. So this is the real debut of Panhandle Express. There's no rhyme or reason.
One year later.
Yeah. We'll get to that.
Is Tom not making it in?
Yeah, he can join in progress if you can get him in, but I'm not actively trying to do that because I just assume to hit record and start going.
I'm raising my hand in the back of the room.
You now hold the shell. What would you like to say, sir?
What's going on with names? Because you were talking about pseudonyms before.
I wasn't talking about pseudonyms. That was Captain NSA over there.
That was Dave back in the day.
No, that was totally you, dude.
Was it?
That was totally you, because you were like, man. You were like, I had a good-ass government job. I don't want people to track this shit back to me.
Well, there was some legitimate concern for that.
Okay, so I'm not concerned with it. Awesome.
That's good.
Okay, so I'm not concerned with that either. Just a little backstory for everyone. We tried to do this a long time ago, and I came up with topics for the week that no one researched because you guys are dicks.
Let's not play this blame game
because we got jobs and shit.
Let's start it on a positive. Come on, guys. Let's be positive.
We were going to do this a year ago, but everybody else sucked balls.
But not me. I did good.
You know what? Fehrenbacher always bought the beer of the week. He bought the beer of the week. He was on point. He knew he at least browsed the fucking subjects for the week. You motherfuckers were just like, man, let's do a podcast. I was like, all right, this is what we're going to talk about this week. Just in your own time, look this shit up.
We gotta do homework, man? Like, no, fuck this. Like, I don't wanna look at
that
shit.
That feels more like a job. I want to watch music, man.
You have to hit the
call
button.
See, by the way, it's now the podcast is now the Nest, by the way.
Right on, right on.
There might be a snake in that nest.
Oh, vipers in the nest!
Oh, snakes in the nest! And we got the viper man in here.
I'm the one viper man.
There's a snake in my boot. He sold you out, dude. He fucking said he was like one viper man. One.
All right. So I'll be that dark knight.
You're the Viper we deserve, but not the one we need.
Let's talk about Batman and how shitty he is. How much of an overrated.
Oh, first topic of the night, how shitty Batman is.
Alright. Love affair with his various superheroes.
Jesus Christ, dude. Like, Batman is the shittiest superhero.
Hold on, here we go. Who's the best superhero? Superman's awesome.
No.
My
personal favorite, and I don't think he could just kick the shit out of everybody because he's Spider-Man. I like Spider-Man.
Wait, but who is
it? Spider-Man. Spider-Man's my personal
What was his name again?
Spider-Man?
Ratman?
hey, but on a serious note, that new Spider-Gwen looks good.
Ah, boo, dude.
No, you don't like it? You don't like the hood?
No, I mean, I think it looks cool. Your costume's cool, but...
It's fucking gangster, man.
I've been following the fucking concept art for a while now on Tumblr. Like, the guy posts his shit up on Tumblr, and it's good as shit.
Visually, I think it looks good, but as far as the narrative's concerned, where they brought her in the Spider-Verse, I thought it was a complete pandering to, you know, Gwen's dead, we need to bring her back.
Yeah, you can't kill pretty blonde girls. Jomini Ramsey's a fucking case.
Who?
For that. Pretty white blonde girls. They get all the attention. They get all the sympathy.
Yeah, but you said something Ramsey?
JonBenet, the pretty little white girl who they're still trying to find out.
Dude, let's not do this.
Jesus Christ,
dude,
what are you doing?
You're bringing real life into this shit right here, bro.
It was a reference. It was a reference. Somehow Jody. Like, dude, yo, how the fuck did you not get that fucking reference?
It only took like 30 seconds for him to shit on the whole podcast.
And we are off. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week. Hit it off.
We talk about Trayvon. Our fucking fat were not. Drink not. And pie like me.
Everybody just
fucking JonBenet.
It'd have been fine. But then Joe's like, who the fuck is that?
It would have been fine.
A random dead girl.
Well, dude, it's like
instigation
station.
Nah, dude, you switch fucking gears so fast.
Oh, it was the same.
Like,
gear,
we were talking
dude.
About comic books, and then
exactly, it was like, yeah, I said, they killed a pretty blonde girl, just like that, and then that's what everybody gives a shit about, just like what you were talking about.
I don't, what the fuck, man?
You were talking about right about Gwen being dead, and I was like, yeah, just like this situation.
He's gonna run with that shit all the way to the goal
fuck
line.
I'll run it into the crowd.
He's going.
I get 2 bucks.
I love shit. You, man. That's the shit. Holy fucking fuck. Hell.
This half hour is brought to you by Subway.
This half hour is brought
safe
to you by White
fresh.
Guilt.
Anyway, all right. So Spider-Man is your favorite of all time.
My favorite.
Hooked on phonics. Work for me.
Joe has a hard time getting back on the
calms
topic.
In.
He threw me the fuck off, man. Jesus. I'm still thinking about that poor white girl.
Oh my god.
Get
Joe,
that pretty little
shit.
White girl out Jesus. Of your head. It's done.
Dude, she was a kid, man. God.
Oh my
Mother
god.
Mother thought you naked on a cold day. Mother thought you naked on
all right,
a cold
you know
day.
I'm going to get a beer and I'm going to come back. And
collect yourself.
It's making Joe do a hard reset on everything. And it was like one fucked up topic. This show is going to go great.
Ratings are through the roof.
If every time we have a fucked up topic come up, this is just gonna nosedive.
That would be awesome.
We need to refrain from talking about Pretty Little White Girls getting murdered.
I thought we started out with blonde.
What are you talking about?
Blonde girls dying.
Video games. We talk about dead white girls.
It was blonde girls dying. All right,
so
was,
fuck
it.
Let's talk about this really old, not newsworthy shit, and how it compares to.
All right, so anyway,
contemporary society.
I'm
watch
trying to move
that,
on. It was right, just like rolling egg. That shit in.
Dude, why would you use that fucking analogy? Jesus Christ. It's like 100 years old.
No, actually, it's not. It just came up again old. In the news recently. But I guess you don't pay attention
it,
to current
it,
events.
Why did it come out?
Great
why did it just...
Next time, on Unsolved Mysteries.
If you want to go into it,
Unsolved Mysteries.
Why did it just come up in the news again? Why was it a thing again?
Because they found some more evidence on that shit. Like
really?
This.
Yeah, and like, she's still dead.
Exactly.
Case closed. She died.
Cold blood.
Nobody knows.
Oh, fucking get on.
So, what was the new evidence, man? Like, what changes? Does it change?
Faked her death.
Get out of here. And Elvis is alive as well.
This some bitch is listening to us right now.
Tommy Lee Jones said it.
Her
and
Elvis
Will
and Tupac
Smith
are hanging
Men
out.
In Black. Now Elvis is not dead, son. Elvis has just gone home.
He was an alien, man.
They all lived happily ever after.
Him and Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
So, dude, what changed? Why was this news recently?
I can't remember all the details. I just remember they found some new evidence, and it came back up in the news, and I was like, why the fuck is this news again? Like, why don't they just keep it in-house and keep it with the family? That's weird as shit that they're putting it on national news again.
Unsolved
news
mystery.
Because they want attention, don't you know?
News agencies are desperate now, bro.
No kidding.
I want the picture of the Panhandle Express to be a picture of Robert Stack with smoking a cigarette with Unsolved Mysteries.
I'm Robert Stack. Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, shit.
It's a great
Preferably he has to have a brandy in his other hand, but I'll take just a cigarette. But
he fucking walks in a damn alleyway with a trench coat.
Yeah, he's always in like a dirty
fog.
Alley and
with
fog.
Yeah,
shit.
Dude, it's
fog
all dark and the lighting's perfect. Hair's all done up like fucking Jacques Cousteau type shit.
Maybe he was fucking Snake.
He's the Jacques Cousteau of the city, man. He digs deep into the annals of the city.
He's fucking dead. Annals, even. We're going deep into the annals.
You wouldn't believe what kind of annals I go deep into.
Speaking of dead white girls.
All right, so. Oh, dude, I just want to go.
So how the
remember,
fuck did we go
anyone,
from Spider-Man and fucking...
Wait, Jesus Christ. I was going to say, does anyone remember, like when they get, like, an update in the case, he would come back and go, update! And then he would, like, there's an update in the John Bonet case, update! We found new evidence!
So, going back, on the new fucking Spider-Gwen, I really like the subtle hints of the webbing, like, underneath the hood and just inside the arms and shit. I think it looks really good. I think it's a really sharp look. I don't give a shit about their writing. I haven't read any of it. I mean, if I read some of it, I'd give an opinion on that. I'm just talking about the look.
Visually, I think it looks cool as shit.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
That's all I haven't read any of it, though.
Spider-Verse just seemed kind of fucked up. It was just an excuse to bring, like, every iteration of every Spider-Person together
in one
storyline. It was just stupid. I don't even want to talk about Marvel, the direction Marvel's going in with their stupid Battle World bullshit. It's just fucking horrible.
Speaking of
but
comic
Spider-Man
books,
needs to lead the X-Men.
No, you know what? That only lasted for like 3 issues.
Oh.
Good. What the fuck does he have to do with the X-Men anyway?
Well, after Charles Xavier died, Wolverine took over, and it was Wolverine and the X-Men.
Right.
And then when they killed Wolverine off...
And then he got William Dafoe in Platoon.
He did, dude, he did.
Fucking William Dafoe.
He did,
Dafoe.
Dude, and he, you know what, when he, it, the pose that he dies in, he's fucking, he's in the William Dafoe pose, dude. He's on
Willem
his knees,
friend?
He's
Willem
looking
Dafoe.
Up at the horizon and shit. Yeah, dude, it's totally...
Like so Platoon lame. Type shit, huh?
That is so
it's stupid, dude. It's not... he's like frozen in carbonite. He'll be back.
Maybe.
Of course he'll be back.
Him and Han Solo.
His carbonite is antimanium. Animanium?
Antimanium?
Whatever.
Antimanium, goddamn.
Antimanium? Animanium.
Ant May, even. Ant Madium.
Ant Madium?
At Medium, that shit fends off tornadoes.
Why the fuck? You know what the fuck, dude?
Damn right, son.
How have all of these, like, immortal superheroes died off? Like, Wolverine's dead. Deadpool's dead. Aunt May? Still alive.
Because Aunt May is main...
She's a survivor.
It's going to come out, dude. She's going to
be old as fuck. Get the fuck out of here.
I want a movie just about old Aunt May.
Dude, I know Aunt May is an Omega Class. Like, she could probably take on...
Silver
fucking,
Surfer, she's got it.
If they made a movie about Aunt May, who do you think should play her? I think Sally Field should be it.
Dude, they already did that movie.
I'm just saying, like, the ultimate. Like, the fucking ultimate.
About
Sally Field.
Being regular.
Come on, man. We're talking about Aunt May here.
Dude,
get on.
I didn't like those new fucking, those new Spider-Man movies. Like, the first one was decent. The second one...
Are we talking about the second revamp or the first revamp?
The latest ones. The one that the shit that just came out like last year, the last one.
Oh, with that Garfield fag?
Yeah. My son loved that shit. He fucking loved it. Like, he loved it up until Gwen Stacy died. And when she died, he started crying. And he cried from the moment she hit the pavement until like even during the whole funeral, like he's just losing his shit, and this grown ass man is sitting in front of us, and fucking like my son's losing his shit, and I hear that guy like clear his throat, like you know he's getting that fucking lump in his throat.
He's getting choked up.
Yeah, dude, he's getting choked up. So like I was trying not to laugh because I didn't want to laugh because my son would get mad. And I didn't want to laugh at that guy, but I wanted to fucking, like, just lose my shit.
You're about to lose your shit.
And so fucking, like, I'm trying to choke all this shit back, and I'm trying to, like, bring my son back down to earth. And, like, when spoiler alert, when he puts the costume back on and comes in to save the day in the last few frames of the film, I was like, look, Spidey's coming back, he's saving the day. My son fucking stood up in his chair in the theater, puts his hands in the air, and he starts fucking cheering. Like, he went from, like, just tears, crying, losing his shit, to the fucking fists in the air, this is awesome.
And the world's great again.
Like, right on, man. They got him. I guess that was the demographic for that.
And as soon as they start filming Amazing Spider-Man 3, first frames, Rhino wins. The end.
That'd be an awesome mind fuck.
Of all the Luke. Fucking people to get to play Rhino, too.
Fucking Giamatti.
Right? Like,
he went from winning awards to that shit, and then they canceled the sequel, so...
He's gonna be like...
fucking Batista or something.
I mean, if Giamatti keeps going like that, he's going to become the new Nick Cage. I'm just saying.
Oh, no God. Way.
I thought they were the same person.
No way. Nicolas Cage is the shittiest. Nicolas Cage.
I'll do it. It's a dick fucking an ass. It's a great movie. I'll do it.
What? Not the bees! Not the
Spike,
bees!
Spike, it's two. It'll be a perfect resume.
Have you ever seen that fucking video of Nick Cage losing his shit? It's called Google Nicolas Cage loses his shit, and it's just a supercut of all of the films he's been in where he's done quote unquote dramatic acting.
It's not like Christian Bale level. It's like bad acting. Nicolas Cage
Con Air was the absolute worst with his fucking accent when he.
Did he play a southern guy in Con Air?
Yeah, he tried to play a guy from, like, Alabama, right?
Did
like
he?
A stranger or something? Like, the most... It's like whenever southern people try and do the fucking British accent. That's how bad it was.
Oh, dude, it was horrible. I mean, and I'm from Alabama. Me and Joe and Marcel, we grew up in Alabama. It's like, this sumbitch here is like, hurry and yelp, bubby, I love you.
I don't hear the difference.
I think my British accent is good. When I make fun of fucking Andy, who I tried to get on the podcast, and he was like, "I'm good." You know what? Like, I think if Everton had been higher in the EPL standings, he would have joined in, because then he would have had some ground to stand on to talk some shit. But because, dude, and dude, in the beginning of this year. Like, Manchester United was not doing well at all. They were getting shit. They were getting their fucking asses handed to them every fucking game. And, he posted that shit on my Facebook wall. Every time I fucking played any games with him online, oh, you fucking Manchester United. How the fuck do you feel now, motherfucker? Get your fucking cheeseburger. Like, and I was like, dude, like, fuck you. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, they get... He just went through all this bullshit. Hey, somebody's got, like, some TV shit going on in the background. Come on, people.
Somebody's playing some games while they listen to this shit.
I was just watching Nicolas Cage.
Oh, Nicolas Cage. Shit. Oh, shit. My bad.
Doing the Nick Cage video. Lay off.
Continue.
Jesus.
God. Dude, and that fucking, that face-off shit where they rub your nose in the not-so-subtle symbolism, like you're a fucking dog and they're rubbing it. I want to take his face off. His face off.
Yeah, symbolism. But John Travolta made that fucking movie worthwhile, okay?
Dude, you know what? John Travolta, I don't think John Travolta's done a good movie in a long time.
Grease?
No, dude. He was in Swordfish, right?
I thought you were going to say Phenomenon or some shit like that.
No, dude.
Where he played the retard until he got
the
smart.
Retard? The retard? The retard.
Let's be honest, Pulp Fiction was amazing. You know, I mean, it was good.
Dude,
I mean, Pulp Fiction was really good. Swordfish was really good, too, though.
Swordfish is awesome.
Pulp Fiction is one of my all-time favorite movies.
Halle Berry 20 years ago as beautiful. A validity for him staying as an actor.
Say it again?
They're quoting Pulp Fiction, which was made 20 years ago, as validity that he's a good actor.
No, that's what we're saying.
Was
not
that movie
since
really
then.
Made 20 years
That's what we're
ago?
Saying. Since
yeah, it was 96 or 97, right?
Holy crap.
Hey, guys,
well, I mean,
like you're all old as shit.
You're not going to deny
too.
That aspect.
You're old too, man.
That's just like the comics from the 1990s. When they made the fucking X-Men series that did the Apocalypse Omnibus, the offset series, where they made that massive crossover.
I have that.
With Xavier
actually.
Dying. Yeah, I've got the Omnibus myself. I have that. And, I mean, they don't make comics like that anymore. It's all bullshit now.
No, I think I think contemporarily comics are too anxious to, like, reboot and restart and,
yes.
like...
Everything has to have a reboot.
There's no
well, for
like,
me,
the continuity, like the thing that made comics great was that it was this really long, in-depth story that just kept on going, and you could just dive into it and get really deep into the character development, and then you know now they just kind of. You know, they go
it's,
so
they
long
go the
developing
finish,
the character,
the
and then they're
fix.
Like, eh, fuck it. You know, let's just
but they,
restart.
They've always
and,
rebooted, and that was always in the guise of a new universe or a parallel world. And they've always done those kind of reboots.
Yeah, but they always stuck with the old good continuity that kept old fans up until
kind
now.
Of.
You know, now it's just like they were like, fuck old fans. This is the new demographic we're pandering to.
Again,
this,
to be fair,
this character now, he's the same character that he's been for 20 years, but now he's black, he's gay, and he's proud.
To be fair,
and dude, right? I get that, like that those are new demographics to pander to.
Yeah,
but why can't you just make a new character, like the House of Ideas? Well,
all comics
use your ideas to fucking
that's
make
all comics
new
has
characters.
Ever been is playing on the trope of what's going on. Like it, that's all. That's why it's been mostly white people. I mean, Black Panther was the first really good minority. He was awesome, and he still is awesome. Black Panther.
Nah,
still
he
one
wasn't
of my
the
favorites.
First. I think Luke Cage.
That's it. He was one of. He was one of the first good ones.
But what about Storm?
Luke Cage, Storm, man.
Storm was one of the first ones.
Dude,
she was one
know,
of the first ones, and she's excellent.
Like, you know what, dude? The only Dominican superhero before fucking.
Oh shit! We're getting into specific demographics here.
I thought they already had a Mexican superhero.
Go ahead, but you're Dominican. Go ahead. I want to hear this Dominican shit here. Go on with it.
The only Dominican that has not turned into an Italian. Go ahead, Jack.
He knows what I'm talking about. Fucking Jackie Estacado, The Darkness. He was Dominican descent in the comics, and then they made the video game.
Darkness.
The darkness is coming, y'all. The darkness.
Dude, in the video game, they fucking turn him into, like, he's just a pasty white Italian guy. Like, really? Like he was the only Dominican superhero we had.
Dude,
man,
completely lost me as soon as you said the darkness. As soon as you said the darkness, I thought Dave
it's
Chappelle.
It's not Charlie Murphy.
I was like Dave Chappelle.
No,
the
darkness.
Darkness.
Darkness. Dude, darkness
is
a really cool
darkness. Darkness, motherfucker.
Darkness. But now
Shout
Marvel,
out
now, Marvel.
You can
now,
buy a new couch.
Derailed this whole
once Marvel started jumping onto the fucking minority train, they had Miles. Or whatever the fuck his name is, the new Superman, Ultimate Superman guy. What's his name? Nobody.
Clark Kent.
No. he's half Dominican, half black. Which is somewhat
Steel?
Redundant.
No.
First name man.
No.
Initial O.
Shaquille O'Neal.
The steel, man. The John Henry Irons was kind of cool in the comics. Shaq's dumb, retarded ass, not so good in the movie translation.
Now they're rebooting that one. Are they really? Doing it. Shazam?
Yeah, they're rebooting Shazam.
With the Rock?
That's not
with
steel.
The Rock.
That's not steel.
With yep, the Rock. With, as Shazam.
That's not a reboot. That's just shitty Shazam.
That's new.
Dwayne. What's his last name? Dwayne something another? Dwayne?
Johnson.
That's it. The Johnson. Dwayne Johnson.
And it'll be the best superhero movie ever.
No, it won't, dude. No,
because he can beat Superman. Get
the fuck out of here. How the fuck, man? Dude, he's like a 12-year-old boy. And he says, Shazam!
And he'll be like, every man is allergic to
like turns into an adult. Cat dick motherfucker. And then all of a sudden, bam!
And it's Superman is allergic to a rock.
And only Batman knew his real identity.
Ah, here we go. I was waiting for you to chime in with your
Let's see what you did now.
He did.
I've been watching only that. Hey, man, I'm telling you, bro. I've seen that shit on HBO. I've watched those cartoons and shit. And Batman had a fucking fail-safe for all of the Justice League superheroes, man. He had a fail-safe for all them sumbitches.
That's why I don't like Batman. It's like Batman is as strong as the narrative needs him to be. Like when
as strong as his intellect, man.
I'll get the fuck out of here.
I can say the same thing for Superman. Let's create more superpowers for Superman.
No way, dude. Superman got one new power in the last 20 years.
Which is
that
an awesome
fucking
power. It's finally
Super
a power
Saiyan
that equals
power shit.
Because it makes him vulnerable. Like, he's finally actually vulnerable.
You know, unlike he's just completely unstoppable. I'm going to do everything I want to do.
He's
don't
now
worry,
become
guys.
Goku,
it won't kill you,
man. He's Goku.
Can't kill anybody.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I agree with. I like the aspect of the actual superpower aspect, but I do have a lot of respect for Batman simply because he relies on his intellect.
He's just
you know,
a
he
dude
invents
in a suit.
All of his shit.
Yeah,
he's a dude in a suit, but he relies on all of his intellect, creates all of the shit that he does and all of his stuff, you know.
You know, like I everybody knows I'm a cynical,
and yet
really
he still can't keep the same villains in the same goddamn.
Do you know how Spider-Man would?
Fucking true. Fucking get on, right?
His intellect is such that he can overcome anybody. But he can't
except for
think,
Spider-Man.
Think far
Spider-Man
enough ahead
webs
to fucking
his belt and he's fucked.
You think maybe we should upgrade this Arkham Asylum 1932 security system? Nah. They'll get it.
It'd be alright. It'd be alright, y'all.
They got bars and shit.
No, we got iron in that motherfucker.
Urn.
That urn.
Oh,
Arkham Asylum, man. The most secure prison that everyone escapes from.
Exactly, right there, dude. Exactly. It's like fucking the fucking modern day Alcatraz with a hole beneath it.
There's just like a fucking hole in the wall, and they're all like, "All right, man, it's your turn to go out."
And all the inmates can see it, but none of the superheroes outside can see it.
The Rock is a tourist attraction now.
What's it called? Is Arkham Knight? When's that come out?
June? Is that what it is? I'll find out right now.
It's intriguing. I'm interested. I've played the last two, and they've been really good.
I'm seriously not giving
June
a shit
2nd.
About it.
June 2nd.
Right
on. Get on that PlayStation 4.
Dude,
I'll borrow Joe's.
You're welcome to come over. And try it out on the PlayStation 4, sir.
One day I'll.
And then when you're ready to play it on a good system, you come on over to the shippy side of town.
And if you want to go on a fun system, get it on the Wii U.
Fucking yeah, then you can exercise while you're doing that shit. Fuck.
Microsoft has already indoctrinated my entire house. I've got the PC and the Xbox. I'm good to go.
Aw, dude, get the fuck out of here.
I've got all platforms, and it just depends on what's playing at the time that I gravitate towards.
But yeah, I mean, you know, if I want a shitty Japanese RPG, I'll reach for PlayStation 2.
Oh, hey.
Or you can go all across it and get Dragon Ball Xenoverse. You know?
Ooh. I'd like to drag my balls across that.
I actually like that game, dude. That game's fucking fun, man.
It looks interesting.
I've watched several streams. I've played the shit out of it. And I think it would be badass. But how many Tobal? I mean, Joe, you've played it, haven't you?
Yeah, dude, I played the shit out of it. I wasn't even interested.
How many
in
players
it?
Actually, and multiplayer wise, can actually participate in it?
Well, it depends. There's Toki Toki is the city, and there's three zones in the city, and you have as many people that can fit in the zone as you can walk around and see. You can have four people to a team, and then you can either do four-a-side co-op, or you can do like 1v1 against each other, 2v2 against each other, 3v3 or 4v4, player versus player. I haven't done any of the like fighting against other players. I've mainly just been trying to level up my guy and play the story. And kind of, you know, relive that old nostalgia.
I love Dragon Ball, dude.
You know what? Like
the Super Famicom version that you could break the tabs off. You could break the tabs off of your Super NES, and you could play the Super Famicom version in your Super NES.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, Marcel knows about it because we played it at Heejin's house.
Yeah.
When we lived in Mobile.
The Famicom, yeah.
Yeah, we
thought you had to have
that.
A Famicom to play that shit, man.
No, you broke the tabs off inside your Super NES, and the Super Famicom game could then just fit inside of it.
You know what's fucked up is that, like, we were all, like, geeking out on fucking video games back in the day.
Just with different crews.
Yeah, man, and, like, every time our paths would cross, like, I was way too high to like even like
true.
Think about ask about and, like...
I just remember you. I swear to God, fucking Nasser's class when you'd be high as shit and you'd get so mad at you.
Like, dude, I loved his class because it was like he was such a good history teacher, and like I would smoke some weed and I would go into his class and it was like story time, man. Like he would start, you know, bring us into that world of history, and I was there, man.
Yeah.
Like, I would just zone out.
You might need some parenting advice if you think story time is inside the Third Reich.
Dude, it was awesome. It was fucking awesome.
It's like, I want to hear about Dr. Mangle and his little kid.
Yeah. No, dude, it was interesting. It was visceral. He described
time,
it. Like, he didn't hold back, you know? He was like, you know, this is how it was, and like I love the
like,
raw. You know,
he was the one who got the whole Mobile Museum thing started, right?
Yeah, dude, he was on the Garfield drinking team.
Yeah,
he had his name on a beer stein in the bar there, and I was like, that's my history teacher, man.
I need some more vodka for this.
I'm grabbing another beer. I'll be right back. Keep talking, though, Joe. It's entertaining. Go ahead.
Right on. I'm, like, on my last beer, fellas.
Already?
What the fuck is that shit, dude? I've still got, like, 7 more, 12 ounces, or no, 16s out of that. Tall boys.
A lot of beer, fellas.
I'm getting ready to go get...
But you know what? We shouldn't go on for, like, a million years. We started...
I agree.
You know,
15-minute segments.
No.
Shit.
Next week on Dragon Ball Z.
Next week.
Thank you for sharing that.
Well, I mean, we fucking you know, it takes a little bit of while. Like, it takes a little bit of time to build up. You know, build some. Get into a good rhythm. I think we've had some good jokes, good times.
Build me up, don't blue ball me at the end of
that. And I'm going to say here, this is the first time I've been part of the cast, so to speak, so I appreciate y'all having me in it.
Dude,
so.
this is the first time that we're going to actually upload the cast. Because the last time we tried to do this, we did five casts.
but we had like 6 hours of content for each cast.
They were real long, and every
like, who
every...
wants to listen to this bullshit for 6 hours?
Who's gonna edit it, that motherfucker, right?
Dude, it was me. It was me that was supposed to. And everybody contacted me individually and was like, you know, I got kind of drunk. I don't think there were a few people who didn't give a shit about what they said. But they were the exception and not the rule. Everybody else was like, you know, edit this out. Can you take that shit out? And I was like, ah, fuck. All right, yeah, I can do that. And I sat down and like 2.5 to 3 hours into editing the first fucking podcast, I was like, yeah, I'm not doing this. Like this.
You're like, fuck
this is
that.
Like,
shit
this is
there,
taking
bro.
Too long.
He's trying to edit names out.
Yeah, and dude, like, that, because, yeah, that was, no, that was, like, the fourth or fifth one when you guys decided to be cockheads, and, like, you were like, dude, like, can you edit out every time you say somebody's name, and then we, like, you all pick a different sound, and then, like halfway in the podcast, everybody just started using
about,
real names.
Shit about people in real life, and you're
yeah,
like,
you're,
man,
yeah, because you were worried
this.
About people from your past coming back to haunt you or something.
Or fucking
shit. I don't give a shit. I'm not a person that gives a shit about that.
You know who doesn't
I
give
have
a
no
shit?
Filter,
tomorrow,
bro.
Tomorrow Joe's going to send a Facebook message to everybody and be like, hey, guys, I was drunk last night, and I need to edit out those names.
You know, I'd like to have a conversation about Travis.
Actually, dude, no, we're not doing this.
I'm just
don't, come on, don't do that shit to that man. He's going through rehab. He's doing good for himself.
Is he? Okay.
But I will say.
Oh, no.
And if you listen to this shit, Travis, I love you, man. But
he's
I
like,
say,
having said that,
having
I'm going to let you finish.
Enjoy the virus, motherfucker.
Let me tell you this here one thing.
Well, dude.
Enjoy the virus.
No. When I was editing that last fucking video.
Someone just farted.
Yeah, I heard him. When I was editing the last podcast that never got aired, fucking, it was like a couple of people were curious to see who used real names the most, and so I started doing a tally as I was trying to edit out all this bullshit. And actually, you know what? It wasn't Travis that had it was Basha.
Yeah,
that
Basha
used
Basha
real
used
names
just,
the most.
But he told us beforehand he's gonna do it just to fuck with you.
Yeah. But fuck it. But he doesn't give a shit. He doesn't give a shit. Like you led me to believe you gave a shit at the time.
I did, because the stuff we were talking about was people that are still active duty military that could have shit repercussions for what I was saying.
Okay. Yeah, I respect that.
But they could have serious repercussions in their career.
But you didn't frame it like that. You framed it like you were still worried about presenting an image because of where you had been in your life.
Well, there's that too.
You know, like.
But the main thing was.
But you know what's and that was. Let me say this. Like, I thought that was fucked up to me because you were like, you know, your former NSA in that, and you were like, you know, that's a big thing to me.
It is.
But then you're like, man, like I'm in like a fucked up place. You were miserable, and yeah. I was like, dude, just do in the private sector what you did in the NSA.
I don't want to go
and make bank. And you were like, nah, I don't want to do that shit. So then I was like, why do you give a shit then? Like, what the fuck?
You know,
why do
you know me a lot better now, and you still know I would not go.
You leave for a reason, right?
Absolutely.
Be grateful, Juan Pablo. Today is
on that note,
delicious.
I think we're gonna fucking end this podcast because god damn, that was heavy. Way too heavy for this shit.
I don't even understand what it did. We're coming out of your mouth, bro.
Oh my god.
All right. So that's that's the Panhandle Express. We're drunk.
We're just stupid.
Rambling on and on and on and on, day by day, by day by day.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Was a little bit frightening, but they fought with expert timing. There were funky China men from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up, they were chopping them down. It's an ancient Chinese art, and everybody knew their part. From a fainting to a slip and a kicking from the hip, everybody was kung fu. On, we took a bow and made a stand. Started swaying with the hand. A sudden motion made me skip. Now we're in.